What's up, everyone? We're back once again, Scorpion Daily, and this time I am not driving, so hooray for that. Really awesome times we're living in. It's the greatest era to be alive. I am just thankful on this Monday morning, as always, and just feeling good about the opportunities in the future. And so I want to talk about some things that can immediately provide value really quickly for whatever it is you're doing. No matter what industry you work in, no matter what field you work in, attention is now the currency of the marketplace. And in order to get eyeballs and attention on you, you don't have to do something crazy stupid or something insane or risk your life. If you want to do it the right way, the best way to get attention is going to be to provide value and provide entertainment, some type of education. That's really going to go a long way with your audience and with just the people that are watching you. So let's dive deeper into the opportunities in the marketplace. I believe right now the internet has so many opportunities. There is a number of platforms. I can name 10 off the top of my head: Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, Twitter. And if you have a niche, like for me, my niche would be music, then the platforms are going to be a little different. SoundCloud, Mixcloud, Spotify, Apple Music, Deezer. So there's going to be already stuff right there. But if you're like a gamer, then platforms like Twitch and Rumble and YouTube and a lot of other those video platforms, TikTok's going to be great for gamers as well, streamers for that matter. My point is you're going to also want to double down on the platforms in your niche. So whatever it is you're doing, there's going to be platforms for you to gain attention on. And you need to figure out what those are if you don't know already. The best part about that is it's not going to be that hard or difficult to figure that out. So get working on that. Let's say you already have your platforms. Okay, now you need to push out content. Now you need distribution. How are you going to create this content? Are you going to be on the fly? Are you going to write a script? For me, I love to do improvisation. I didn't even know what this episode was going to be about until I started talking. And then I started formulating some ideas and just things that I'm thinking about. So I go straight off the top of my head because I haven't even got all my ideas out there, but there's a lot of them. So you got to figure out what works for you. But remember this, the name of the game is speed. Speed is the cure for what you're trying to do. So if it takes you 2 days to write a script, 3 days to film it, 2 days to edit it, you've already lost so much time right there. It's a waste. I think if you wanted to go fast, you just need to click record, say whatever you feel like saying, and then upload. I think that's going to be the best way. And from there, you'll keep fine-tuning it and working. But we're all different, and not all of us can do that. I understand that. So I believe that it could be, there's some type of process that you're going to have to figure out. So I'm going to let you guys do that on your own because it is kind of independent thinking. Or you can copy some of your favorite content creators. Maybe they're people that have already unveiled their system. I just showed you my system and it's not very complicated. I just hit record and start rambling, and funny enough, things start to happen. So I hope that kind of provided some value for you. I'm going to shift gears really quickly and just talk about where I'm at, because I'm at a place in my life where I feel thankful, and I'm learning a lot. I started working on PCs. I think that that's fun. I know that's super random. I've been doing more music, of course. Have some really cool music stuff that's in the works, and I'm really excited for that. I am trying to build as much content as I can and just really stay active on social. I'm trying to build these brands and just provide as much value as possible. I think that's honestly, like I said, the best way to grow is to start providing value. So I'm doing a lot of education, doing some entertainment, a little bit of razzle dazzle. If you follow me on any platforms, then you know exactly what I'm talking about. So there's just a lot of output, a lot of data. I think that we're living in some great times, you know? So I'm gonna ask the question, why is the internet so important today? Our digital economy is growing. The communities and social ties are getting strengthened, and the internet right now is helping people organize, collaborate, and share information with large numbers of people. This is improving our lives. I have friends right now across the world in New Zealand, Japan, Kenya. I speak to people globally, and so it's just exciting times we're living in. I mean, we can learn so much from the internet. I think it is doing so much. Look at this. It says here that the internet is decreasing isolation and loneliness. Ooh. Coming from somebody who's very introverted and I spend a lot of time with myself, I can agree with this. I feel more connected now more than ever, because I always have somebody to talk to, kind of, in a way. It's not going to always be like that. It wasn't always like that. Like, in the beginning, I did still feel that isolation and loneliness, because even though I saw everyone having conversations, no one was really talking to me. So I kind of felt still somewhat lonely. It wasn't until that I started thinking about other people, being more considerate, that things started to change and look up for me. So what really did a good number for me was providing value, thinking about the end consumer. I just started being more considerate. I stopped being so selfish, and I think that's what really launched me out there to where I could now speak and conversate with more people. And now I don't feel that isolation and loneliness. I always, you know, have someone I can socialize with. So stop being so selfish. Get out of your own head. Start helping others. Start giving back to your community. Educate some people. Help them. I think that would really help a lot with the loneliness. Because I do see it a lot of times on social platforms where you'll have individuals who try to join in the conversation. But sometimes it's they make an awkward comment, or it comes off as, you know, selfish or rude, or it just doesn't come across too well, to where what happens is no one talks back to them, basically. They don't get any reply, and they kind of get left on read. And, you know, these are the people that I really, really want, I empathize with them, because I can see that they're trying to be social, and they're trying to get out of that loneliness, and, you know, they don't want to feel alienated, and it's a whole thing. So my advice for those type of individuals, because I used to be that as well, you know, very isolated and lonely. My advice is stop being so selfish and put yourself out there. Okay. But I'm going to shift gears again. I want to ask the question, because I know I go very fast. Are you maintaining your curiosity? I think that's what I see a lot of the top 1% earners that are doing right now. They are extremely curious about, you know, what's next or something new. And they're always finding new interests and pursuing new hobbies. And they're just trying out things. I think that is really cool, you know, and the internet lets us do that at scale. So staying curious, very, very important. You need to stay curious. You need to continue to find new interests, have things that spark your desires, have things that light up a fire in you. You know, staying curious, I can't stress it enough. It's something that I've grown, I've had to cultivate it. I think I was gifted early on. I had a lot of curiosity, but you could always use more. It's kind of like gratitude as well. So I'm curious about the right things, in my opinion. I'm curious about what's going to lead me to fulfillment, what's going to lead me to my passions and just feeling great. Not about the virality or the money, you know. I feel like if you're super curious about virality or just money, then you're gonna fall into all those, you know, scammy pitfalls of those get rich quick schemes, you know. You're gonna fall into all those because that's what you're looking for. You're curious about those and you're like, you know, they say curiosity killed the cat. Well, maybe the cat was only looking for money and fame, you know what I mean? So I know other cats that are super curious and it didn't kill them. So just staying curious, maintain your curiosity. I think that's going to help you in the long run. But overall, just creating a better world. I think that's what we all want to see. We all want to see a better society for ourselves, for our families, our friends, our children, you know. We have so much at our disposal, and if you want to see better happening in the world, well, it needs to start with you. I truly believe that. I'm 100% convinced that it has to start with you, because there's too many people. Right now, society's become very comfortable with saying, well, they should do this and they should do that. What should you do? What should you do? You know what I mean? So if you can get out of that mindset of just pointing the finger all the time and, well, they should have done this and they should do that, and just trying to control everyone else, it's never going to work. So if you truly want to build a better world, like if you're serious about it, because I hate people that bullshit. If you want to bullshit and say, well, I want a better world, well, it starts with you, you know? What are you doing to create a better world? What are you doing to make people smile? What are you doing to spread the wealth and the love? What are you doing? That's what I ask myself every single day. And luckily enough, I'm able to come up with a list of actions, a list of things that I've done for others, a list of ways that I've improved other people's lives. It's big for me and my like happiness. It isn't showcased in my content. At least not yet. As of today, September 11th, 2023, it's not something that I'm eager to show off. If I help somebody behind closed doors, I don't need to show it off. If I, you know, send out a donation, 100% of the time, I'm going to keep it anonymous. It's just, I don't know. I'm not interested in showing off that side, but I know it's happening and I know it's there, and the people that I help are very thankful and they also know it's there. So like, it's interesting. I might play around with that a little bit more, but I don't know. To me, I'd just rather do the right things. Like, I'd rather just go to the gym every day instead of like telling people that I'm going to the gym every day. One's just more fun than the other to me, but we're all different. So that's an interesting little thing that I have to think about a whole lot more. I'll have to definitely spend some time and just hash that idea out, because maybe eventually I do want to make content that showcases the opportunities that I'm providing for people. That could be cool too, because it sparks the idea that someone else can do it too. So maybe I'm making a mistake there, and I can see that. Okay, moving on. We're 16 minutes in. I'm going very fast on a Monday morning. The market opens in 40 minutes. I don't even really have a game plan for it, but we'll see what happens. That's never a good sign, right? But yeah, a lot of music, a lot of life. Just enjoying it. It's amazing, honestly. You really gotta push for something great. You know what I mean? Don't let anybody hold you back. Push for greatness. I want to see people like make it happen, but I don't believe a lot of people are putting the work in. You know, and it's hard to hear. Like, I don't feel that comfortable being candorous with strangers, but I think for somebody who's closer to me, I'm able to be a lot more candorous. So it's tough. Like, no one wants to hear the truth. No one wants to hear that they're not putting enough work in. If you were to tell me today, hey Ryan, I don't think you're putting enough work in, I'd probably say you're right. I'd probably agree with you. There's a 99% chance that I'll agree with you. And it's just because I know it. Like, I know it to be true. And so I see a lot of people right now who really want to make some big things happen, but like, I don't know. It's just something about them not being super truthful to themselves that's stopping them. Like, if you want to be great at something, you got to do it often. You have to practice. You have to spend time in there. And like, I see a lot of people right now who are just not doing that sort of thing. So if you really want to dedicate your life to something, you need to become obsessed. Become tunnel vision. That's what's going to give you the best shot at actually like making it happen. I'm just loving life. I found a $5 bill in my pocket. It's like magic. Like magic. Didn't even know the money was there, and it's like, who knows? Maybe God put it there. Maybe he said I need it. I don't know. But I do know this. Become obsessed. Become tunnel vision. Really do spend the time on it. Because a lot of people want to be great at something, but they don't spend any time on it. So like, pick something that you're gonna spend time on. Because you're gonna have to spend hours, like tens of thousands of hours on it. Spend time in there. Love it. Enjoy the process. Oh my God, I'm running out of breath, but love the journey. Learn the journey of it. The journey is amazing, guys. I can't even begin to believe what place I'm in right now. And it's early. Like, I don't even think anything's happened yet. Like, I don't have any major brand deals. I don't have any label that I'm signed to. However, I don't think I'm ever gonna sign to a label. So let's put that on record real quick. I'm staying independent forever. But no, seriously, like, I, like, what I'm thankful for it all, but like, what has happened that's so monumental that makes me special? Nothing really. Like, I got a few songs out, you know? They got a few hundred plays. Like, that's cool. I have, you know, some of you guys that are listening to the podcast this early on. That's amazing too. You know, I appreciate the few dozen that are out there. You know, for those who are interacting and engaging with my content on Instagram and Facebook and Twitter, I appreciate all you guys too. So, you know, but what has happened that makes me special? Nothing really. I'm just like everyone else. You know, I'm just like anybody else who's trying to focusing and you know, being passionate about what's going on. So yeah, it's like great. I'm thankful. I'm really grateful. And so what I guess what I'm getting at is, like, in some people's eyes, if they had what I had, they'd feel like they have nothing. And it's just like a mindset thing. Like, I guess in a way I'm grateful for some people's nothing. Like, what some people take for granted, I happen to be really grateful about. I tend to apply immense gratitude to some of the things that people take for granted. So there's that little tidbit. But yeah, things are just amazing. I mean, things are happening and it's slow. It's a slow grind. It's a slow, you know, it's going to take time. And I'm okay with that. I'm okay with it taking years. I already knew it was going to take years to pull off what I want to pull off. I have a lot of goals and ambitions and wants and desires. And just because you're grateful for what you have doesn't mean you can't go for more. So I've learned to somewhat balance those things. But yeah, life is long, but it's also short. Depends on the context. But if you're like under, you know, I don't want to say under 40, but if you're in your 20s or 30s, you have a lot of time to like pull something off. If you're under 20, you got your whole life ahead of you, and basically anything you do right now doesn't matter. As long as it's not like something that'll put you in prison for the rest of your life. But no, seriously, like if you're a kid, like what you do right now, you might as well just like try anything, go for it. Try to become a singer, try to become a dancer right now, try to become an actor, because like, I don't know, if you're like, it doesn't really matter in the grand scheme of things. You have your whole life ahead of you. You can try something for 7 years and then, you know, switch. So that's what I mean by that. Really, I really just want to do the best for everybody. I want to do the best for myself. And I think I'm getting there, you know. A lot of people don't ask enough. Like, I find myself wanting people to ask things of me. You know, I think that's nice. It's kind of cool. But, yeah, I see all the opportunities. Like, there's so many. That I do know for sure. I see more opportunities than other people do. I know it to be true because when I have conversations with them and I bring up opportunities that cost them no money, that can actually really get them what they're looking for, they just still don't do it. They don't see it. They don't see the vision. So I'm going for the stars. I'm going for longevity. I'm going for it in a big way. And I think if you're not, like, if you want things to happen, like, it's so weird. Like, how could you want, okay, I guess here's what it is. Humility. That's really what it comes down to. That's really what I'm talking about, right? Because if you want to do things in a big way, but you say no to opportunities because you think they're too small, you've already messed up. You've already kind of lost the game in my eyes. So it's interesting how I came to that conclusion, but truly it is humility that has changed the game for me. And what humility means is just like humbleness, being humble. But like nothing's too small for me. You know what I mean? Especially if it has to deal with another human being, like, whew. That's not small at all. A human being is like a very, very big thing. Yeah. I really hope I'm making sense. I mean, I'm making sense to myself, so. But, yeah, humility, like, it's powerful. It's super powerful. So just being humble, like, I don't think a lot of people really dive deep into that. But that's gonna get you. Oh, I just got a good quote. It says, humility is not thinking less of yourself, but thinking of yourself less. Ah, very, very cool, right? So not thinking less of yourself, but thinking of yourself less. Yeah, this is you starting to put others in you as the first part in your thought process. Yeah, what is humility? Humility, how can it help you? Humility, be like the bamboo. The higher you grow, the deeper you bow. Oh, that's a Chinese proverb. Humility is the first step towards greatness and admitting that we do not know everything. We open ourselves to learning and admitting that we can fail. We open another pathway to success and admitting that we are flawed. We open ourselves to accepting others. Yeah, sometimes I can come across as like I know everything. But what's funny about that is there's a billion topics of things that I know nothing about. Like, I don't know how a TV works inside of the TV. I have no idea. Electrical engineering, automotive things. I know nothing about cars. I know you like where to put the gas, but that's about it. I know nothing about like wood making. I know nothing about like handcrafting something, you know? There's a billion things which I know nothing about. It's just, I just don't talk about things I don't know. And that brings me to my next point. I see a lot of people today, lots and lots of people, talking about things they know nothing about. Like, what's up with that? When did that become a thing? And if you're posing to try to convince others that you know a lot, well, they're going to see right through it. I see through it all the time. We're humans. We understand that people are talking about things they know nothing about. But there's so much I don't know about, and I'm fine with that. Like, I'm totally okay with not knowing everything. I know what I know, okay? That's what I'm excited about. And I think I get really passionate because I don't know everything and because I don't know much. The things that I know very well. That's like the really exciting thing. But I don't know anything about like surgery or parasites or electrical engineering or wiring. I just don't know. I don't know anything about flying a plane. I have no idea. No clue. But I know how to like sit in a plane. We all do that. That's pretty simple. But yeah, like, there's so much. Like, I could just go on forever. You can just start naming stuff, and I'll be like, oh, I don't know about skiing. I don't know about hockey. I really don't even know the rules of hockey, to be honest. Like, I thought fist fighting was illegal in sports. Apparently not in hockey. It's a whole different game. But, yeah, my point is that a lot of people are talking about things they don't know anything about, and that can be detrimental in a lot of different ways. It can stunt your growth. I only talk about things that I know because I know them well and I've done my research and I've applied them in my life and I've done the scientific theory on them personally and I've gotten some personal experience with it. But other than that, there's so many things that I know nothing about. And I think that's the beauty in everyone. Like you have to remember, guys. Everyone's just like you. You might have been listening to me and been like, oh my God, how does he know so much? But on the flip side, I just expressed to you that I don't know a lot of things. And so if you can realize that other people don't know a lot of things too, you start to feel better about what you do know. You start to feel a whole lot better. So stop worrying about the things you don't know anything about. There is a reason why I don't know things about cars and airplanes. It's because that's not my industry. That's not my field. That's not what I'm an expert at. Now, if you want to talk about music production, I will talk to you about limiters and compression and, you know, EQing, saturation, mono and stereo. We could talk all day. We could talk all day. You want to talk about drums? We'll talk all day. But yeah, when it comes to other things that I don't know anything about, like medicine or roofing, you know, there's just a lot of things that is not in my field, not in my industry. It's just not what I'm an expert at. I'm an expert at what I know. And I think that's like the cool thing about life is like, the sooner you can understand that, the sooner you can understand that everyone is an expert in what they're an expert in, and that's really it, well then, you're off to the races. Like, you're only gonna know so much. And for anything you don't know, maybe you can like work with somebody who can complement the things that you're lacking. You know, if you're weak in social media, like, maybe you should partner up with someone who's strong in social media. That could help a lot. It could help the business, it could help the goals, it could help drive everything that you're trying to do. Let's say you're not so great with accounting. Well, partner up with somebody who's a great accountant. Someone who knows how to, you know, do spreadsheets and run the financials. I think that's a good takeaway right there. So, great start to a great week. We'll see what's in store this week when the market opens. Gonna make some money, some cash money, and I hope you guys have a wonderful rest of your day, week. Whatever you're going through right now, you're gonna get through it. Just keep your head up, and I promise you it does get better. It really does, because I've been in some dark places. I've been in that isolation and loneliness before, and I'll give you some tips to get out of it faster. So thanks again. Appreciate you guys. Have a wonderful time. You're awesome. Keep rocking it. Love you. Peace.